rest is won. O blessed heavenly chorus, Lord, save us by your grace, that we, like saints before us, may see you face to face.
The congregation stands. We continue with a confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Praise the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king.
Let them praise his name with dancing,
making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory.
Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats and the two-edged swords in their hands.
To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples.
To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute on them the judgment written.
This is honor for all his godly ones.
Praise the Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, have mercy on us, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass these things temporal, that we may not lose the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The scripture reading is from Revelation chapter 7, starting at verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes, and peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the gospel reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ. Thine the amen, thine the praise, alleluia's angels raise. Thine the everlasting head, thine the breaking of the bread. Thine the glory, thine the story, thine the harvest, then the cup, then the vineyard when the cup is lifted up.
sermon is based on the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5. I begin with just reading verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The text says, Jesus opened his mouth and he began to teach them. This, what's often called the Sermon on the Mount, begins with this way. Who is in the kingdom of God? This starts out this sermon and has many parts for several chapters. Who's in the kingdom of God? Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The poor in spirit are those that they know they're poor. They know they need God's help. They know they're reliant on God, not themselves. The poor in spirit recognize that they don't have a kingdom in this world that lasts, or maybe if they have something, they know that it's not forever. It's not the kingdom. But they're looking for that kingdom of heaven. And if you notice there after verse 3, there are several verses that describe what these people are like. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will receive the kingdom of heaven. And if you'd like, and I would suggest this, open up to that page 4 in the bulletin. And I want you to look along, read silently as I read along, verses 4 through 9. I'm going to read those very slowly, thoughtfully. These are whom Jesus describes are in the kingdom of heaven. And whether it is people who are brothers and sisters in Christ, family or neighbors or somebody else that you know is such a strong Christian and have such a good witness to you, or perhaps those six who have died in our congregation this past year, or perhaps a family member or friend, other family member or friend that has died, as I read these four verses, 4 through 9. Maybe focus on one or two of those and ponder on it today, later on. How was that person shown to be a Christian? Because that person was like this. And I know that person was in the kingdom of heaven because this is what Jesus made them to be like. I read starting at verse 4 there. Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. All of these verses are characteristics of God's people, the ones in the kingdom of heaven. And we know that in Christians all around, in our congregation or other Christians we know, we see these qualities in those who believe in Jesus Christ. And that is a great gift to us because we see that person and we think of their life and we think, wow, I see somebody in the kingdom of God, somebody who is in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, those who are like this are in God's kingdom. And that's a great gift to us, to have those people in our lives, one another and others too. Jesus points out there, after he gives those descriptions and blessings upon those in the kingdom of God like this, he said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Notice the kingdom of heaven. Verse 3, verse 10. Kingdom of heaven. And the other verses, 4 through 9, are what people are like inside the kingdom of heaven. Those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Of course, this is Jesus. Of course, he is speaking about God's righteousness. Those who are persecuted, not because of this sin or this reason or that reason, but because they seek out God for God's righteousness. And the world says, we don't agree with that. That's bad. That's not a good way. They're persecuted for that. They are in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus gives more detail in the next verse. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there's a lot of persecution going on for a lot of different reasons. People are angry at one another for many different reasons. People are scheming against one another for many different reasons from all sides. But what Jesus points out here at the beginning of his great Sermon on the Mount is that to follow him and to follow God's righteousness, that is the key. And if we're persecuted for that, then that's all right. If people just get angry at each other and do things against each other just because they're looking for power or this or that reason, that's just sinner against sinner. That's not God's righteousness. But God's righteousness is these characteristics. And if we would live like this, and people persecute us for that, so be it. And Jesus said, blessed are you, for that's why they killed and persecuted the prophets before you. But think about those Christians, either living here on earth yet or gone on to heaven. Think about those Christians and think about these characteristics that Jesus describes that are in them, and you know that they had the will of God and the blessedness of God and the righteousness of God. And think of that beautiful life and witness to Jesus. That is a witness forever. For they also, as we read in Revelations, are among those who sing glory to the Lamb before the throne. Jesus says, have that in the utmost of your mind, the kingdom of heaven, and the life that reflects that. In all our responsibilities, in all the decisions we have to make, in all the problems that we face and solutions we have to come up with, this way of living, this way of thinking, is the kingdom of heaven. Of heaven. The kingdom that endures forever. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for so clearly describing to us who your people are, what they're like, and how they're blessed. We ask you to open our minds and hearts to this teaching from you, and to see it in action in our own lives and lives around us, fellow believers, and help us to be a witness to you. For we know you desire all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Help us to be witnesses with joy that because of you and your death and resurrection, the kingdom of heaven can be for anybody at all. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Standing with the great multitude of saints before the throne of God and the Lamb, let us join in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to the God of our salvation. Mighty and eternal God, we thank you for the faithful saints who have gone to your house in heaven before us. Thank you for their witness and service to their families and Christian brothers and sisters. We ask the Holy Spirit to also give us faith all our days until we are called home. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the Christian lives of Jean Giffey, James Carl Saxton, Diane Marie Stewart, Norma Marie Holgrave, Lillian Anna Van Dalen, Henry O. Bischoff, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, we remember before you the saints and martyrs of every generation who trusted in you in the face of terror and threat. Grant that when facing persecution and trial in our own day, we may be steadfast in faith. Deliver those whom you have washed in baptism, granting the new life that death cannot overcome. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, we beg your grace that our lives may be ordered by your commands, and we ask you to bless those who govern us in your name. Bless our president, the Congress, our governor, the legislature, and all local officials. that pursuing the path of justice, they may act with humility and honor for the good of all people. Give wisdom to all who vote, and bless its result, that our nation may elect leaders peacefully and orderly. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, thank you for fellow citizens who aid and rescue us in all times of need. We ask you to bless doctors and nurses, law enforcement, firefighters, and rescue workers, military personnel and the chaplains who care for them, utility and emergency workers, food producers and retail workers, educators and counselors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, you have made us your children, and you continue to guard us as your own possession. According to your will, give healing to the sick, calm to the troubled in mind, and patience to those facing sorrow and struggle. Give health and peace to our nation. Hear us especially on behalf of Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Randy and Diane, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, show forth your kindness to the poor and your compassion to those who suffer injustice. Deliver us from the scourge of racism and prejudice, and help us to acknowledge our common life from your creative power and our common redemption in Christ, our Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, we ask your blessings upon our work and harvest efforts. Grant us weather and strength to gather the bounties that you give us. Give us the will and desire to care responsibly for all that you have entrusted to us, and to be generous to those in need and for the support of your church and the work of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, your Son has set his table among us in the presence of our enemies, giving us a foretaste of the eternal feast to come. Prepare us in heart and mind to come to the sacrament and receive the blessing of his body and blood for our benefit. Deliver us from divisions that prevent our communion together, and bring us soon to the day when we will be fully united in doctrine and life to the glory of your holy name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray, Mighty and eternal God, bring us to that day when every tear shall be wiped from our eyes, and we shall hunger and thirst no more. Knowing you now by faith, we yearn for the day when we shall know you face to face. Until the dawn of that eternal day, keep us in your faith and fear through our good Shepherd and Lord, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray the morning collect. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Amen.
You may sit or remain standing for the two verses that we will sing. We stand again at the service of the sacrament. It's up to you.
Soul, adorn yourself with gladness. Leave the gloomy haunts of sadness. Come into the daylight's splendor. There with joy your praises render. Bless the one whose grace unbounded this amazing supper founded. He, though heavenly high and holy, deigns to dwell with you most lowly. To meet him, and with loving reverence greet him. For with the words of life immortal, he is knocking at your portal. Open wide the gates be
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
In these last days, you have poured your Holy Spirit on your church, that your daughters and sons might proclaim the wonders of your salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your gathered people, that faithfully eating and drinking the body and blood of your Son, we may go forth to proclaim his salvation to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them all, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
And preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting.
He who craves a precious treasure, neither cost nor pain will make. Gifts of heaven, God to us has freely given. Though the wealth of earth were prized,
Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Wonder,
take it, the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is shed for you.
Us, though the souls it feeds are countless, with
may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you. Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Most glorious consolation.
Take and eat the true body of Jesus given for you.
And a seal of my salvation.
Eat the body of Jesus given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is shed for you. The congregation is invited to stand for a closing collect and the benediction. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us in the same faith toward you and in fervent love for one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn. Stand,
even when steeples are falling, crumbled half spires in every land, bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old to rest, but to his name to tell, yet he would deign with us to dwell, with all his grace and his favor. Grant then, O God, your will be done, that when the church bells are